We consider the minutes and the report to PC. So the PC will sit now. Our request agenda to go to take us through the minutes. Honorable Madam Sogo.
Morning, Chairperson. I suggest we do the business first. We do the minutes later and take our time.
Are we in agreement? Honorable member? Sorry, okay. Can we go straight to the report? The department gives you, can you please read us on that part?
Morning, honorable members, morning chair, morning colleagues and others in the room. I would like to, before I start, acknowledge the presence of the Department of Arts and Culture. We work very closely with colleagues from Arts and Culture. Zolake, and can you just raise your hand, please, just to be noted in the meeting. So, in terms of the report, Chair, we will be taking the portfolio committee today.
Okay, I'm advised here. I think there's an advice here, I remember. The business of the day, I think it is dealt with the minutes, yeah. So, my apology. We will zoom straight to the minutes. The minutes will guide us on exactly what we have agreed upon. So, my apology on that one. So, the minutes will talk to the business of today. Advocate will advise for what you want. Thank you so much. Who's leading in the minutes?
We said last week is that we have to deal with the flag issues in particular in a particular form so that we know precisely what we'll be dealing with next. So I think that those issues, the table which is provided, that's where we should start because those are the flag issues and that's where advocates will come in. That's where advocates will come in and then from this table then we go straight because it will go together with the minutes as they are.
Thank you. Good morning, members. The committee requested that there be a report done on the decisions taken by the committee for recommendations to the portfolio committee. So the issues that were flagged, if I take you through the table document, the document with the tables, just to also clarify that the document with the table will have to be read together with the minutes because the minutes speak to the way forward. But if we can first go through these issues. The first issue was in clause 2, or there were two issues in clause 2. The first one related to computer programs and whether copyright subsists in computer programs. This was explained, it was explained to members why interfaces are not, in fact, inventions. They are like your guidebooks, they go to how do you set something up, and that is why they are not subject to copyright, and members understood that, and there's no amendment necessary there. Then there was also, on the same clause, clarity sought on the remedial actions when a person was misquoted, but it was explained that the bill and the act itself, copyright, deals with the establishing of copyright in something. So when your moral rights as a person who spoke, who said something, if that is then misquoted, you will have to go to the area where there was the misquotation. So if it was in the press, you must go to the press ombuds to address those kind of issues in a book, you go to the publisher. So that is what is captured there. The next issue was clause 3. This was the big discussion around funded by, and then this is now separate from the Act, if I can just explain and refresh members' memory what we're talking about. This was where copyright was based in the state, and the bill that introduced added only the two words, or three words, or as funded by. And that changed significantly how research papers, anything that government might fund simply because of an incentive or anything, how copyright on those issues would work. And there was a big concern raised by the public about that. And also we have a problem that there is with the research foundations and those, there's a clash here about who must own it. So the agreement was that that whole clause must simply be taken out of the bill. So that whole issue falls away, and it will simply be, copyright belonging to the state will simply be managed as it has been managed always. There will be no amendment to it, so we will simply remove that clause from the bill. The next issue was related to the word transfer. This is where, so clause 5, section 6A, this is where a person who is the author of a work transfers his or her copyright to someone else. And we were saying that you don't want that author not to have any rights going forward, so with the royalties. So the one concern was about the word transfer, and I've indicated to the committee that we'll need to look at this because there seems to be an anomaly in the first instance, because the word transfer indicates that you have no more rights, yet you want to give more rights. But on the other hand, if the word transfer is currently used in the Act with the meaning that you are handing your copyright over to someone else, if we then use a different word, we then will have to go and change all those words throughout the Act. So at this point in time, I have spoken with the department, but that is what we are saying here, that there will be a discussion so that we come up with the right word, make a proposal, if necessary, maybe think of another way to deal with that apparent anomaly. The second issue, and I'm now on the second page already, deals with the issue of the half, the 50 splits, and so on. What we ended up here was that the department agreed that we should first go to contract, that we must first be in agreement, and then you will have a fallback position of 50-50. And the only concern then that was raised was, but if you say, if you don't agree, there is this fallback, are we not going to have a situation where someone will simply say, look, I'll give you 10%, if you don't agree, I'll just walk away. So you know, that doesn't really protect the person. So the decision from the subcommittee was to ask the experts to assist us on this. Just as an aside, it's not part of the report, we have sent the request to the experts. I've also indicated last at the meeting that the experts that are assisting free of charge, so they're doing it when they have time. I have not received a response from them on this question, but they have been asked to assist us in how to do this. So that is what is captured there. The committee also wanted feedback on the value chain. So if we're talking about 50, who will get what of that 50? You know, how will that work? So that is something that also needs to be done. So that is the decision there. Then the next row, clause 7, there was a concern about resale royalty rights restricting contractual freedom. And during the discussion, it became apparent that it should not be all artistic works. First off, resale royalty is only in respect of artistic works, but it shouldn't be all artistic works. It should only be the visual arts, such as paintings and sculptures. Then it is something that I had to do because of things that members have been giving as examples. I had to alert the committee to the fact that this clause is not retrospective. So in other words, it will only be applied to works created after the Act became operational, or at the very least, only sold, where the copyright is sold after the bill becomes operational. So the committee wanted me and the department to look at the constitutionality of perhaps making this clause retrospective. So that is what that row deals with. On the next page, section 7D, a question was raised, this is still on the resale royalty right, the legally residing issue, whether a person who is not legally in the country should have this right. And the discussion around that was that, look, if it's an illegal activity, a person should not be given this right, especially if you take into account that this right is, in fact, very limited, and it's only given to people who are citizens. So it's something that we're not just giving to the whole world. So that is where that is. And the committee agreed that the person should legally be resident. Then the next concern, section 7C2, there was a concern about these clauses relating to indigenous cultural expressions, indigenous communities, also the National Trust, because these clauses refer to the Intellectual Property Laws Amendment Act of 2013, which is an act but is not yet operational. So we are referring in this bill to things that are not yet there or are not defined. The problem, however, is because this is an act, we must include it in our bill. We cannot exclude it. But how do we apply it? Because now you talk about cultural expression, but we don't know what it is. So the proposal that was made was that we need a transitional provision. And the committee agreed that we need to look at a transitional provision indicating that those phrases are subject to the commencement of the Intellectual Property Laws Amendment Act of 2013. The next clause is clause 11. And this related to royalties regarding sound recordings. And there was a concern about the cumbersome process and also the rights given to broadcasters in this process when actually the intention is to protect the owner of the copyright or the author of the work. So it was discussed at length, but in the end it came about that the actual mischief here is that broadcasters avoid paying royalties on sound recordings by not keeping proper records. I'm going over to the last page now. And the committee reached an agreement that the experts should be asked to assist on a better process. And the committee asked feedback during this meeting, but like I say, I have not received any feedback from the experts. They have, however, been notified. So that is the report, and if the committee will bear with me, I just want to go to the last page of the minutes to just look at the agreed way forward, because that forms part of what this report then will be presented on to the portfolio committee. So first off, the agreed way forward is that this report must be tabled. Secondly, and that's just an administrative thing, the committee secretary should work closely, and that has happened, we shared information. The department should present its proposal on the bill, focusing on the Farlam report only, as well as a bill that will, in addition to Farlam, also deal with disabled persons. And the department must, in that presentation, clearly indicate why this proposal is made. The department then indicated that there's also other specific policy issues on clauses. I'm on the minutes now, the last page of the minutes. The department also indicated that there are these other policy questions, so the decision was made that part of this presentation from the department should be these questions. So at the end, you've explained to us, Farlam, you've explained to us how what we must do to include disabled, and then just talk to the other policy questions. So there's this overall view given to the committee of what must be done. And then the committee, once they start going through the bill, can then look at each policy question. We can go chronologically through the bill, grouping the policy issues as we go, and the department can then highlight Farlam, disabled, physician, any policy questions, which just gives us an easier, logical way to deal with the bill. Then there was the request for this meeting to start day 9, and there was also an agreement of previous training slides to be distributed to members. So that is just the way forward, which talks to this report then.
Thanks. Are you allowed to amend the report?
Yes, Chair.
Remember,
so, first of all, Chairperson, I personally really appreciate the work done on last week's meeting, because I think that the instructions were followed up to the letter. Everything is done accordingly. So I think that you will be able to present a credible report to the PC. And then, but I think that what the first thing we have to do, we have to adopt this, the minutes together with this, as the true reflection will transpire on that subcommittee. And then from then, after that, then we engage with the outstanding issues which are there. Because some of the proposals which we made were not done accordingly up to what we wanted them to be. But let's adopt this thing first as the true reflection of what transpired last Wednesday and then engage in the discussion.
Honourable members, the move for the adoption is what transpired last week. We can have a discussion. Any second?
Chair, thank you. Yes, Chairperson, I would like to second the decision to adopt the minutes as is. Thank you.
This is the report that we're going to present to the PC as a subcommittee. However, I want to acknowledge the development of staff here in our midst. I'm giving names to Lake. Where are you? Mr. Lake and Bita. Yeah, okay. And Ms. Cleo. Okay. Now we appreciate your being here. So moving forward, I think you form part of the subcommittee so that there's no contradiction of the bill. You are busy with the bill, we are busy with the bill, so you need to be taken up to date with this, everything, what is happening, to brief the minister of what is happening in the subcommittee. Thank you so much. Honourable members?
Yes, thank you, Chairperson. I think that there were certain because this is the reflection of what transpired today. But there were certain tasks which were supposed to be done by the department, and we understand that on the side of the experts that they have not come back. But this one specifically went to the department on the issue of transfer. How far did they go around that so that we will be able to guide the PC when we move on the other side? And then the issue of the template too, and we agree that there must be a template on that one. Is there any work which has been done on the template? Because they said that the template must be as comprehensive as possible. Yeah. All right, what we're dealing with is clause 5. Yeah. Oh yeah, on the table. Yeah. Clause 5, the issue of transfer. You can see that it is shaded there. That some work must be done. How far is the department around that? Or when can you expect some sort of a response around that? And then you go to the issue of, if it was filed, the issue of the template. How far, because you said that template must be comprehensive so that can be included in the main bill after the adoption by this bill. And then the issue of respectability, I think that one is very important. Yeah, our constitution provides for restitution of rights. So this what would be the use of dealing with this copyright if the people who previously affected cannot benefit anything? When can you get a response around the issue of retrospectivity?
I think there are two questions. This is just straight to the point.
Thank you for the question. In terms of the word transfer, we did look at it. But what we came up with more of options. The first one is around the definition of transfer, as we discussed with the advocate, that we may need to look at how we want to define transfer in terms of what we intend with the word so that we are consistent with the legislation. And another proposal is around the wording of it. Instead of using the word transfer, one can use the word tenure, for instance. So we are looking around that in terms of what wording can one use around substitution for that word. And we're also thinking also in terms of this one is something that is another option. Where we can leave the option of the transfer as is, but then separate the royalty from transfer, meaning those who want to transfer can still transfer their rights within reason and the contractual obligations, but then we have a separate area in terms of the royalty. So what I'm saying here is not one specific response, but it's more of the options that...
I'm going to receive that information as a comment next week, today.
The thinking was if we bring the different options, they could be debated maybe in terms of which one is best in terms of the discussion. It's as an option. But if we in the presentation we've added them there, but we're not saying this is the definite one, but just outlining the different areas.
Okay. Members, are you fine?
Yeah.
Honorable Marshall?
No, thanks. I think we are correct to give them a time frame, but let's also try like a comradeship with their face. If people are given up, let them push when we meet here. Let's have those things. We can't be discussing one issue for so many years. That's one issue I'm concerned with. Secondly, on these issues where we are raising issues that might have legal implications or that might undermine the existing legislation. And it's important that if you look at those options when you come here, you will have sought a legal opinion so that we don't actually come back and discuss one and the same issue. There are those that are more policy certainty that we can make decision on the basis of problem statement. But those that are legal, we could have sought out the legal position by the time we come here. And then also just to thank the Department of Arts and Culture, they need to be able to contest most of the time because they are the people that are actually the client manage for most of the time to say around this way, does it actually help us in terms of the problem statement. But I'm happy that the DDG says they are made much closer. But when the presentation is made as a method of work, the two departments must be able to say, we've looked at the matter, it's one position, if they have different position on the same matter, and then we should be able to advise.
I think in that way,
we'll
hear the way forward as a subcommittee. So the outstanding process that we never dealt with, it will be the position of the PC, or they will give us permission to continue, or we can deal with it on the committee meeting. Let's get that passed. Are we in agreement on that one? We'll seek permission from the PC, whether we continue or we continue with them on the PC. So based on that, I think I'll agenda meeting so that the PC starts. We're having a position as a committee. Thank you very much. Next week we'll meet as a subcommittee, then we continue to
amendments to immigration law. Getting a lot of bills, not easy. Yeah. I try to cover as much, and I need to write a report to cancel as much better than they are going to be. I found it important. Do that. They won't get a robot to replace me. I got two of my friends, they started saying, but in case, I have no idea, I'm in my building. But but in case you have that document, I can't work with the hard copy.
What's
it like? You know how the hard copy is. I think some things are not underlined.
Mm.
Maybe even others are like dark.
Mm.
Others maybe a bit underlined, but it's just too me. I can't follow. I need any. Because an electronic copy will color. No, remember, it's red and all that. How are you working on this thing?
No, you know what? Look, how I deal with bills. The technical part of the bill is not necessarily my
expertise.
We normally develop policy. If we develop policy, then the bill should be consistent with the policy. Well, the policy here is that we need to protect this party from the experience we have. So now, as to whether how you protect them, you do the word transfer or that's for the legal purpose. So for me, it would be if you put that transfer, and then transfer disadvantage the party. Now it means you are against
it. Which means you should be interested in those discussions because you need to know what the code is.
No, I'm saying I am interested.
Yeah.
That's why I come here. If I notice that there is something, a suggestion which goes against our code, then I must inform the chair whether to suspend it. And then we'll look at it as one of the things. Yeah, well, so, like for example, our stand position is so if anybody suggests anything, they should be convincing reason. If the reasons are not convincing or if you are not sure, we'll suspend the matter and then go and do our own assessment. So we're at that stage. I think, but in most of the past stages, our position is. But now, technicalities can be used to address. So I'm just saying, I looked at the piece from the point of view of police, and you looking at the bill.
From all sides.
But more interestingly, on legal matters.
No.
No chance.
That's why I'm here, otherwise I could like stay home. I'm from the local side.
No.
Is it in? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, cool.
Yeah, but when?
Oh, take it to Limpo.
Huh? Limpo? Never done it in Limpo. I won't let it anything but to lay on the thing. I guess